The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. When we realize we can make a buck cleaning up the environment, it will be done. Dennis Weaver, American actor. For the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about how to mentally prepare for spring cleaning in areas like your garage and basement. Another location in which you may find items you need to scrap is your backyard. When I think of common stuff in a backyard that can be scrap recycled when it's obsolete, I think of trampolines, basketball hoops, and lawn chair furniture. Again, sometimes people can get intimidated with these types of materials because they contain more than just metal. No need to worry, though. We'll guide you through the process. First, begin by cutting out as much fabric or non-metallic material from the trampoline and lawn furniture as you can. Metal doesn't have to be completely free of other material for Friedland to buy it, but about 70 to 80% of the material needs to be metal for steel items, and about 90% for aluminum. The trampoline frame and springs will most likely be steel. You can test this with your trusty magnet, and Friedland will purchase it as sheet iron. Sometimes lawn furniture is made from steel, but a lot of the time it's made from aluminum so it won't rust. Once you take off 90% of the non-metallic material, we'll be able to purchase it as irony aluminum, meaning aluminum with traces of steel, plastic, rubber, etc. Basketball hoops tend to be made with a mixture of steel and aluminum, but are still commonly bought as sheet iron. You would need to take out the glass backboard and remove the base if it isn't made from steel, but we can purchase the rest of it. As the snow continues to melt, and you can finally see your backyard again, remember, there's a home for your old stuff as you begin to upgrade. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.